And on the line now, I have Jackie Ryan from the Jobs Club in Kilbarrick. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Hi, Noel. How are you?
Okay, an event taking place, is it next week?
Next Thursday, April 23rd, mm-hmm. Yeah, from 10 a.m. to 12:30. And it's an employers networking event where job seekers that are on the Jobs Club and involved with the Northside Partnership, they'll network with local employers that are actively hiring. And we'll have guest speakers as well. We'll have Claire Byrne from RTE, and we'll have Jim Nolan from the IE Network and Cathy Sharkey from Swissport talking about what employers look for in a CV.
Okay, so just to clarify a few things, are employers not sort of really advertising too much, relying on word of mouth, or... Well, what way does it work in the workforce now? I'm a long time out of it, so just
okay.
The idea of the Jobs Club being set up, you see.
The Jobs Club, what happens is job seekers are here looking for work. They're on the live register and they come to the Northside Partnership. And they are referred to the Jobs Club or to a case officer, a mediator. And then what happens is, as part of the Northside Partnership's what we do is we link in with local employers, because local employers, it's great when they see a face, a person, because at the end of the day, people buy people. So if a job is being advertised, what would happen is for one job, you could have hundreds of applicants that are applying for this job. Now, that does happen still today, but 60% of jobs last year were found through referral, not your usual way of advertising.
Yes, yeah.
So at these employer networking events, what we do is we ask that the employer pitch to the job seekers saying, look, we're looking for this type of, this vacancy is available, and this is the profile of the person that we're looking for.
So you sort of match them, do you? Sorry,
Pardon?
You match sort of profiles to an extent to cut through.
Yeah. And while the job seekers are on the Jobs Club, we talk about networking. We get their CVs, help them with their CVs, their competency-based interviews. But we really, really focus on networking and picking up the phone and making cold calls. If you see an advertisement or if you think you want to work in a certain place, think about volunteering there.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know the opportunity that comes up. So then, while they're on the Jobs Club as well, they learn what's called an elevator pitch. It's like if you had to impress somebody going from the bottom floor to the top floor, mm-hmm. that you're able to sell yourself.
Yeah.
So at these speed networking events, you would explain what your experience is, what you're looking for, how your skills would match with the job that they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Speed dating for work. That's the...
That's it, basically, in a nutshell, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just to reiterate, it's on next Thursday. That's the 23rd. Do you have a time it's at?
Yes, it's from 10 to 12:30.
10 to 12. And just, it's by invitation only as well, isn't it?
Yeah, well, if people have been with the Northside Partnership and have been part of the Jobs Club, we have been sending out invites all week. We have, because the space is you know, not a large space, what we would do is if people are interested in coming, they can give a call. Because what we were doing is there's going to be a sit-down part of it. And then after Claire Byrne speaks, we're going to break for coffee, tea, and network around that. And then we're going to set up a speed networking where the employers are going to stand there and the job seekers can do their pitch to the employers. So at that point, we can invite a few more people. So if people that have been involved with the Jobs Club or the Northside Partnership and they haven't had a phone call or an email from us, they can contact me mm-hmm. and see if there's still room available.
Give us your contact details.
It's jackie.rin at nspartnership.ie, or they can call myself or Sonia Cook at 832-0995.
Okay, and it's down in Greendale, is it? That's where the event is taking place.
Yeah, the Kilbar in Greendale Shopping Centre.
Obviously, obviously this type of networking and that is working very, very well. Good success mm-hmm. rate, would you say, Jackie, over the years?
Yes, we've had 100 people go through the Jobs Club so far this year, and already 35% have progressed into employment, work placement, or further training and education. Yeah, so mm-hmm. it would be like sometimes people on the Jobs Club, they do find work on the actual 2 weeks that they come on the program. But it's all about the networking after that. So we are having a really good success rate. I mean, what happens is they come back and network afterwards. Somebody might know somebody.
Mm-hmm.
and they say, oh, give me your CV. So it really is about networking, picking up the phone, not being afraid to call, you know, an employer that you're interested in. Even if you've had been called for an interview and you may not have been successful at that interview, call up to get some feedback. We've had people do that and they go, oh, we do have another position available. Do you have this, you know, skill? And they'll be like, yep. And even though it has been on their CV, what happens is a recruiter will scan your CV for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So it's trying to be different in today's job market as opposed to, you know, being the same as maybe 200 people applying for a particular job.
Yeah, that's why I was going to ask you about that, because I'm sure you get a wide range of, right across the spectrum of ages, from people maybe who just lost a job in the 40s or whatever, to people maybe just starting out looking. So obviously the CV aspect of it has changed. Do they need to be sort of shorter and more terse to an extent, the CVs? Like, as you said, you've got 30 seconds of a scan. So the shorter with as much detail, and is that the way it is today?
Well, what we would say about a CV is that at most two pages, right? Two pages. You can have your summary profile at the beginning. That is a synopsis of your CV. Mm-hmm. So the amount of experience you have, what industry it's in, what skills you have to match the job that you are going for. And you'd have to tweak your CV for each job that you're applying for. Then within that, rather than putting in, when you're putting in your work experience, rather than putting in your responsibilities and duties, what we focus on is your key achievements in each of your jobs. Mm. That really sells yourself.
Yeah.
So your key achievements, what did you do? So an employer will buy that and understand from your previous job how your past experience and behaviour in a job can fit to what they're looking for.
Yeah, and I think as well, looking at it, a lot of the people that probably will be doing the networking from employers' point of view, it's quite local as well, and people don't have to travel too far to work, which is a great advantage.
Yeah, that's what we are finding. People do want to get jobs in their locality, and we find by linking in with local employers, employers don't know that the Jobs Club or about the Northside Partnership and the suite of services that are available to, you know, to local employers in the area. Mm-hmm. So it's getting the information out there to them through events like this, through social media, and through just word of mouth as well.
Yes, yeah. Okay, Jackie, give us the contact details again before I let you go.
Okay, it's 832-0995 is the phone number. They can contact myself or Sonia Cook. And if they want to email me, they can email me at jackie.rynn, which is R-Y-N-N, at nspartnership.ie.
Okay, thank you, Jackie, for talking to us here in
AirFM.
All right,
thanks so
thank
much,
you.
Noel.
Bye.
Bye.
And that's Jackie Rynn there from the Kilbarrick Jobs Club, and that's happening next Thursday. So do get in touch, jackie.rynn, or just give them a call, 832-0995, and I'll give those numbers out again before the end of the programme.